Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we do each and every Tuesday, we visit with Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Tulane Tuesday. And the Green Wave fell to Memphis on the road this past weekend. And Coach, I hate to bring in on sour news like that, but where did it kind of unravel, Coach?
All from the beginning. We thought we had a good game plan, offense, defense, kicking game. And, you know, when you're playing a real good team, you got to be on point. We certainly weren't. First series defensively, we get a three and out. And I think it's third and 12. We got a face mask, hands to the face mask, and on a pass rush. And gave him a new set of downs, and they converted a couple fourth and fours. And, towards the end of the half, we had a couple errant throws. And, you know, defensively, got some guys loose in the secondary when they got a couple new formations we hadn't seen. And so just a lot of missed assignments. Can't have that when you're playing a real good team. And we got to do a better job coaching-wise of, you know, getting our guys prepped and ready to go.
Now, Coach Fritz, I'm watching the game, obviously, prime time, spotlight. And I think that quarterback is capable for Memphis, but I know you have to be discouraged that he was 21 of 29, 358 yards. I was kind of disappointed with our secondary overall. And, I know you challenge the team. Come on, if they're going to go for it on fourth and four, it's not like fourth and half a yard. You got to be able to stop your opponent.
Yeah, you sure do. You know, the thing that was tough is, if they had this when you were playing Bobby or not, that back shoulder fade. You know, last year, they probably threw that against us, you know, 10 times, and we won on eight of them. This year, we just went on very, very many of them. You know, you feel like you got the guy covered, and there's a little small window in there, and the kid did a good job of getting it in there and making the throw and then making the catch. And there's just a lot of plays like that. There was a play down the goal line where I think it was third and 14, and they made a great catch and got a foot in bounds. Another one they challenged, early in the that second quarter that, was a catch. It ended up when they looked at it and reviewed it, it was a catch, but we're all over the guy. And you just got to win those battles, you know. Right. When you're sure of them, we call them 50-50 balls, and we were close to 50, and give them credit, they were.
And Coach Fritz, I'm so old, I can tell you about the back shoulder throw. I was a part of that with the run and shoot with June Jones and Warren Moon. I watched so much film on them, and Warren Moon, he all of a sudden was unbelievable. And June Jones would say, "I want you to throw it like Warren Moon." I said, "Well, I'm going to try to," but I know all about that back shoulder throw. And realistically, I'm going to tell you, I threw Andre Rison a couple of touchdown passes when Nick Saban was the defensive back coach for the Cleveland Browns, and Belichick was the head coach for the Browns, and so we burned them on that back shoulder throw. No, it's very difficult. Now the receiver can't have big eyes. Or I got to have late hands and you can't panic. But that is hard to defend. But the quarterback obviously got to get the ball at the right place. But that is a difficult play. And you can have great coverage and not necessarily defend it. But that is something going forward that but that's a special throw, because you could be the right place, but not so much if the quarterback is that accurate.
Oh, it really is tough to defend. Those are some great stories. I remember when the Houston Gamblers, they were practicing on our campus, the same Houston State, years and years and years ago, early 80s, I guess. And, you saw them throwing that as well. And, heck, I didn't know what it was when they were throwing that thing. But, it's just something you got to work on. We play a lot of man coverage when you're playing zone. Obviously, it's not much of the game plan, but, for the offense. But when you're playing that man and you're playing tight man coverage, it's – you know, it's something you got to be real disciplined in order to play.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz here on Tulane Tuesday on Sports Talk. And, Coach, you played Army a couple weeks back. You're playing Navy on the road this week. And bear with me if this question seems awkward or anything like that, but or comes out wrong. But they run a similar triple option,
triple
right?
Triple option,
so,
yeah.
So does that help having just prepared for Army's triple option? I know they're different personnel, but the scheme in general.
No, I think it does help us. You know, we just played it a few weeks back. And Navy's changed up, though, a little bit what they're doing offensively. They're throwing the ball. And they're throwing it about 15 times a game, and that's about 12 times more than they used to throw the ball per game. And they do a really good job with crossing routes. You got to play man coverage. You got to pack the box in order to have a chance to stop them in the run game. And you got to have real disciplined eyes because there's a lot of stuff going on in the backfield and receivers, running mesh routes and all those different things. And if you throw it, 10, 12 times, you're hoping that they get guys wide open, four or five times a game. And you just got to not allow them to have those big plays. And then they'll also get into the gun a little bit. That's something Army really didn't do much of. They'll go ahead and get in some gun and a little bit of, pistol they've done occasionally, but mostly some gun. And you see that's a different, mesh between the quarterback and the back. And when the quarterback's under center and when he's in the shotgun. So a lot of similarities, but there also are some distinct differences as well.
Now, Coach Fritz, I know you stress this and you preach this to your players about discipline and we can't have stupid penalties or just penalties in general. I'm looking at the first half of the third most, and then you might be able to adjust. But is it something that has to drive you crazy? That when all of a sudden, explain that.
You know, one of the few things we did well was we didn't have any pre-snap penalties this week, which
right.
is good. But those plays after the during the play, they're subjective, and the holding, the interferences, the things like that. One that was tough on us early in the game, we had to stop and we had the hands to the face mask. I think it was third and 12, first series. And, that's tough.
Right.
You got to do a good job getting your hand out of there sometimes. They'll allow you to let it slip up there, but you got to get it out in a hurry. And we did, most of the ones that they called on us that are subjective type calls were correct. So we got to do a much better job of playing clean. Certainly we emphasize doing that in practice. It's one of those things, sometimes a little bit with tempo when you go fast offensively.
Right.
That occurs on occasion, but, it's no excuse.
Now, Coach Fritz, this is obviously the experienced coach that you are when you're talking to the players, is that what happened last game is last game. Come on. Whether you get embarrassed or you don't play as well as you want to, that's in the past. What are we going to do forward? You don't want to let what occurred against Memphis affects when you're playing the Naval Academy. Just talk about that, how crucial that is, that one snap and clear, that you're able to move on, whether it's a gain, obviously, and you win, you want that momentum. But even if you have a setback and you kind of shocked because you're on the cusp to be in the top 25, that so what? We got to go on a run and win games going forward.
No, you're exactly right. You don't want a game to beat you twice. And, we talked about it immediately after the ball game. There's not a darn thing we can do about it now except learn from it. And I really believe sometimes you get rolling along pretty good, and you sit there and think about past successes instead of the task at hand. And we're always talking to our guys about living in the present, and worrying about the team. We're getting ready to play because each team is unique in itself, and it's just like there's not a whole lot of similarities. Offensively between Memphis and Navy. So we gotta turn the page and put all our focus to Navy, not worry about, season goals.
Right.
Just worry about Navy. That's the only thing we're worried about, and that's the only thing we're talking about. And you get your leadership and your team doing that, then you're in good shape. And I think our kids understand that.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, I know you guys have a strong relationship with the Saints, and if you could humor us, we're trying to come up with a nickname for the Saints defense, and we've come up with Dominators, we've come up with Domeland Security, along with Domesday Defense. Of those three, which one do you like the most?
Dominators sounds pretty good to me. That's pretty flashy nickname. I know everybody likes to talk about dominating. That's a nice spinoff on that, but I'll vote for that one.
Oh, you see, Coach Fritz has a lot of common sense because now Terminators are coming out, Dominators.
New movie, that's right.
And you know what, Coach Fritz, you can put it on a T-shirt and it's easy.
That's right.
Bobby's a big fan of the T-shirt, as
yes,
you all know.
Yes, exactly.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, good luck against Navy. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Coach Fritz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.